The interesting thing about the endorsement processes with party units and also with labor unions and other constituency groups within the Democratic Party has been this. Where there is a closed-door process, where there is backroom dealing, then I don't receive an endorsement. Where there is an open and transparent process and a level playing field, then I either receive an endorsement or entities that might have been expected to endorse my primary opponent, and I'm certain that he did expect, go neutral. I'm going to give you some examples. Wood County. Wood County was the closest thing to a level playing field that I've seen in this process. The chairman, Al Baldwin, was very scrupulous about expressing his neutrality. He then acted that way. He had my primary opponent come speak before their organization. He then had me come out and speak before their organization. Then he had us both come out together. My opponent spoke, I spoke, we each answered questions, and then they took a vote. The vote was 97 to 23. I just about fell out of my chair. 97 to 23, and neither of us had any particular connection or organization or anything going on. At least I didn't. I don't know whether my opponent did.
97 to 23. In your favor.
In my favor, yeah. Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. But it showed the impact of an open process. And you know, we've seen this on the trail. Anytime we're out there together, anytime I can get in front of people and he gets in front of the same people, you know, 3 out of 4, we try to measure it objectively. And it's been anywhere between 3 out of 4 to 4 out of 5 people leaving an event where we've both been together are taking my bumper sticker, which for some may be a more serious commitment than a wedding ring.